Blackstone presents Love and Lavender by Josie S. Kilpack. This book is read by Justine Eyre. Lavender. The lavender flower is made up of many small, spiky purple blooms that grow from a long, straight stem, with several stems per plant. The value of lavender flowers exceeds that of most flowers due to their use over the centuries for healing, as well as for their fragrance, which is both floral and earthy. The purple colour lends further association with royalty and spiritual connectivity. When given as a gift, lavender flowers represent purity, devotion, and grace. Chapter 1. March 23, 1822. Hazel had not slept well. Her crippled foot ached, despite it having been propped up on a pillow all night to help manage the swelling induced by travelling. However, the discomfort was little in comparison to the ache that lingered in her heart after Uncle Elliot's bestowal of a dowry. The offer had circled around and around in her mind like a pack of wolves until she thought she'd go mad. Or maybe she had gone mad. Or maybe she'd been mad to begin with. Or maybe Uncle Elliot was mad. That seemed likely in Hazel's opinion. He must be mad to think that a decent husband could be bought, even for £50,000. And yet, Uncle Elliot was one of the kindest and most generous men Hazel had ever known. Could he be kind and generous and mad? Possibly. She sighed at the ceiling and threw an arm over her forehead. Life had proven to her over and over that people were complex creatures with complicated motivations and confusing intentions. Why should Uncle Elliot be spared such humanness? Though prone to the frailties of virtue, as all people were, Uncle Elliot was also part of her family. A family who had routinely overlooked Hazel. Why should he be so different? Discarded by her parents, baited by her twin brother, pitied by her younger sister, and ignored by all of them. Not one of them had ever known her. Not one of them had ever tried. Why should she expect Uncle Elliot to see her any more clearly than they did? Before yesterday, though, Hazel had thought Uncle Elliot was the family member who understood her best. Apparently, she had been wrong. And oh, how that hurt. The sky began to lighten toward dawn, and despite the miserable night's sleep, Hazel kept to her usual schedule of taking an early breakfast. With any luck, eating so early would prevent her from...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?